This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:09 on this Friday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Get a set of Michelin tires for a quiet, comfortable ride all four seasons. Head into your Michelin dealership now through September 24th and get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires. Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to prepare your vehicle for all your travels.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like. Metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
And it's coming up on 12 minutes after 6 with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show. We join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.89.5, down $4.5. December corn was $4.61, down $8.5. March corn, $4.74, down $8.5. September soybeans were $14.23, up $0.25. November soybeans, $13.67.5, up 15. January soybeans, $13.64.25, up 13.25. September wheat was $6.27.25, down 7. December wheat, $6.40.25, down 6. March wheat, $6.53.25, down 5.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon, with soybean futures higher and corn and wheat lower. Technical buying at the Board of Trade, stronger soybean meal values, and a firm cash soybean market strengthened the soybean prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 29 to 34 cents higher at 511 to 541. Soybean bids were 5 to 15 cents higher at 1435 to 1457. And in the central part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 18 to 24 cents lower at 526 to 566. Soybean bids were 10 to 12 cents higher at 1486 to 1507. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 18 to 30 cents lower at 480 to 536. Soybean bids were mostly 15 cents higher at 1420 to 1447. Wheat bids were 6 to 11 cents lower at 593 to 608. Now on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 15 cents higher at 1512 to 1537, and Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 529.50 to 544.50 per ton, and that's up $10.90 to $11.90 per ton. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 38 cents lower at $5.31 to $5.51, with the basis 30 cents lower at $70 to $90 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 9 to 14 cents lower at $5.16 to $5.41, with the basis steady to 5 cents lower at $55 to $80 over the December. Soybeans ended 5 to 15 cents higher at $14.57 to $14.72, with the basis steady to 10 cents lower at $90 to $105 over the November. Wheat prices were 6 cents lower at $5.95 to $6.05, the basis steady at minus 45 to minus 35 under the December. Now on to the East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators. They placed their producer corn bids 3 to 9 cents lower at $4.84 to $5.01. These elevators raised their soybean prices 14 to 22 cents with quotations at $14.70 to $14.41. Soft wheat closed 11 cents lower at $6.14 to $6.15, and Milo ended the day a penny higher at $4.85 to $4.86. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.34 to $4.46, and soybeans were $13.37 to $13.53. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.35 to $4.47, and soybeans $13.42 to $13.59. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.33 to $4.47, and soybeans were $13.45 up to $13.64. That concludes the report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.22, down 77 cents. December live cattle, $129.12, down 77 cents. February live cattle, $131, down 50 cents. September feeder cattle were $156.75, down 27 cents. October feeder cattle, $158.80, down 45 cents. November feeder cattle, $159.55, down 35 cents. October lean hogs were $89.40, up 27 cents. December lean hogs, $85.92, up 7 cents. February lean hogs, $87.57, up 10 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Thursday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 35 cents lower in a range of 84 to 91.01, in a weighted average carcass price of 86.34. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 55 to 59. 4 to 5 weight at 56 to 63, and 500 to 550 at 61 to 65, and over 550 at 62 to 66. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offering ranging from 60 to 64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,659. An opening report for Walnut Livestock Auction for today had estimated receipts at 306. Slaughter steers and heifers steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers steady. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice under 1,300 pounds at 120 and a quarter to 124.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 107 to 116 and slaughter heifers choice 120 and a quarter to 125.75. Selects at 115 to 119. The report for Greenville Livestock Auction for Wednesday, September 4th, receipts were $7.82. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded 50 to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holsteins traded 50 cents higher. Slaughter cows steady, and bulls mostly 1 to 3 higher. Slaughter steers choice 121 to 124. Steers Select and Choice 115 to 12050. Slaughter Holstein Steers Choice 112 to 117. Holstein Steers Select and Choice 104 to 1150. Holstein Steers Select 90 to 100. Heifers Choice from 12050 to 12350. Slaughter Heifers Choice 115 to 119. Heifers Select and Choice 115 to 120. Slaughter Cows Boners average dressing 80 to 84. Low dressing 70 to 79. Leans average dressing at 71 to 82. High dressing at 83 to 84 and low dressing at 60 to 69. Slaughter bulls, 92 to 104. Feeder steers, medium, four weight at 168 to 190. Feeder Holstein steers, large, four weight at 120 to 144. Feeder heifers, medium and large, three weight at 177 to 188. Report for Schuyler's Livestock Auction at Rushville for Wednesday, September 4th. Receipts were $3.75. Compared to last week, slaughter and heifers sold steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter steers choice, $118.50 to $124.50. Steers select and choice, $116 and a quarter to $119. Slaughter steers select, $115 to $118.75. And slaughter heifers choice, $118 and a quarter to $123.75. Heifers select and choice 116 and a quarter to 117 and a quarter, and heifers select at 115 to 117 and a quarter. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at 166 to 170 and 7 weight at 127 to 132. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 122 to 125 and on a dress basis at 193 to 196. Heifers on a live basis traded at 193. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 479 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $94.76, which was $1.11 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses were $195.86, which was 70 cents lower, with select carcasses at $181.91, which was 22 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 125,000 compared to 123,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 431,000 compared to 429,000 last week and 434,000 1 year ago. Reels Hay Auction at Congerville Report for Wednesday, September 4th. Compared to last week, hay and small squealers sold 30 cents to $2 higher. Alfalfa with receipts of 448 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $5 to $5.50. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares at $4.50 to $5.75. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares at $5.50. And good quality at $2.75 to $3.25. Large squares 3x3 at $45. Mixed grass, good quality. Large rounds of 5x5s at $37.50. And large rounds 5x6 at $67.50. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.16. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.66. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.15. August corn delivered to Scottville, $4.66. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.32. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.90. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.79. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $5.16, corn at Scottville is $5.16, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.32, and wheat at Scottville is $5.79. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 6:24 on this Friday morning from WSMI-FM 106. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, the high about 90 with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, once again, the high about 90. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the low 90s. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, partly cloudy skies on this Friday morning. Right now, a temperature of 57 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. It's coming up on 5:26. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Area Diesel Service in Carlinville. Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning in Litchfield, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer, serving the area for over 25 years. And by Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says if the House doesn't take action on the farm bill very soon, he sees two imminent consequences.
Brazil could potentially be in a position to retaliate against American agricultural products and other goods and services as a result of us losing a cotton case in the WTO. Could be $850 million annually of retaliatory measures by Brazil if they so choose to do so after October 1st. And if this thing lingers for months and months and months as it has in the past, then we're looking at permanent law coming into effect, and that would be quite distorting to the market.
Vilsack says extending the current farm bill is not a viable answer.
The weather has, I think, made the case and has provided for greater stability in farm country than we would have seen without crop insurance and the safety net. The problem is that you really risk a situation where some of the folks in Congress who want to reduce the deficit are looking at farm programs to reduce the deficit, and you run the risk of actually losing direct payments and the money associated with direct payments and having nothing replacing direct payments. You know, that's my problem with folks who say, well, we'll just extend the existing programs. Doesn't provide disaster assistance, doesn't solve the problem, doesn't deal with the Brazilian cotton issue, and runs the risk of Congress scooping the money from direct payments and not using it to create a stronger and more defensible safety net. So there are significant risks here in further delay.
Congress returns from its August recess on Monday. Soybean yields will be down this year, but by how much is the big question? Allendale has projected a national average yield at 39 bushels per acre. Other private forecasts are in the 40 to 41 bushels per acre range. Tim Roth, a grain trader in Minneapolis with Mastel Grain, expects the soybeans to be hurt much more than corn by the late heat and drought.
That critical time frame is what we're in, and there are areas basically from Omaha to Indianapolis that are dry. And, you know, one more good rain would certainly solidify whatever it is we've got out there, whether it's 39 or 41 or somewhere in between as far as a bean yield. And unlike corn, where we have lost some demand that isn't coming back anytime soon, especially when it comes to export trade to beans, we need a full crop. It's that simple. We just, until South America harvests a new crop next March, we need a decent bean crop here, and it looks like we're just not going to get one.
Roth adds that this late season weather has traders scrambling to figure out the crop yields and what it means for crop prices. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.